Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. One person is dead after an SUV being pursued by police crashed into another vehicle early Sunday in Kansas City. As officers pursued a white GMC Terrain taken in connection with an armed robbery, the chase crossed over into Kansas City, Missouri. A front seat passenger in a Nissan was pronounced dead at the scene. And a Kansas teenager has been missing for nearly 2 months. J.P. Bizette has more.
16-year-old Kaylee Thonesavin was last seen on November 10th in Wichita. Advocates with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children say she may still be in Wichita, or she may still be in Wichita, or she may travel to Garden City. She may also need medical attention. Kaylee is 5'2" and weighs 110 pounds. She has black hair and brown eyes. Her nose is pierced, and she has a tattoo on her left ring finger. Call 800-THE-LOST if you know anything.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2016 Jeep Cherokee driven by Teresa May Myers, 64, of Waukini, was westbound on Interstate 70 just west of the Kansas 147 Ogallala exit just after 8 a.m. on Saturday in Trigo County, when the driver turned around, traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes towards the rest area. The Jeep continued into the rest area from the wrong direction and struck a legally parked 2020 Volvo truck head-on. EMS transported Myers to Trigo County Lemke Memorial Hospital, and a man identified as W.A. Richard Weber, 65, of Kissimmee, Florida, was in the sleeper section of the tractor trailer and was not injured. Myers was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will begin its next public meeting at noon on January 12th at the Great Plains Nature Center in Wichita. The meeting will begin with an introduction of commissioners and guests, a review of agenda items, approval of past minutes, and public comment on items not listed on the agenda. No items will be voted on during the commission's January 12th meeting. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary Brad Loveless will provide an agency and state fiscal status update, followed by a brief legislative update from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Chief Legal Counsel, and a general discussion period will cover the 2023 Commissioner Big Game Permit Program update and drawing, the proposed 2023-2024 webless migratory game bird bag limits and season dates, the proposed 2023-2024 waterfowl season dates and bag and possession limits, use of night vision during the coyote hunting season, hunting pressure on public lands, the proposed 2023-2024 deer season dates for Kansas's military installations, and the amount of fees charged for licenses and permits. Commissioners will then hear several workshop session items, which may be voted on at a future date. Following the workshop session, time will again be set aside for public comment on items not listed on the agenda. The public is welcome and encouraged to participate in person or virtually by Zoom, and virtual participants can access login instructions at ksoutdoors.com. An interpreter for the hearing impaired can be requested by calling the Kansas Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing at 1-800-432-0698, and any individual with a disability may request other accommodations by contacting the Commission Secretary at 620-672-0702. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place March 9th at noon at the Ramada Convention Center in Topeka. The Saturday, January 7th, J.R. Durham Invitational results for the Norton Boys includes 106-pound Aston Cats, 9-5, placed third and scored 12 team points. 113-pound Derek Clydesdale, 11-8, placed third and scored 11 team points. 120-pound Jayton Weigel, 13-4, placed first and scored 20 team points. 126-pound Jack Carter, 10-10, placed third and scored 9 team points. 132-pound Darian Musquez was 4-12. 138-pound Brennan Bonnetstill, 8-2, placed second and scored 18 team points. 144-pound Heath Simmons was 2-9. 157-pound Colby Manaw, 8-8, scored 3 team points. 165-pound Logan Bonnetstill, 8-9. 175-pound Brett Smith, 5-9, scored 1 team point. 190-pound Garrett Urban, 14-0, placed first and scored 22 team points. 215-pound Jefferson Otter, 13-4, placed third and scored 12 team points. And 285-pound Corbin Puga, 16-0, placed first and scored 22 team points. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, January 4th, includes that during the meeting, City Clerk Alex McKenna gave the oath of office to council members Gerald Jones of Ward 1, Andrew Black of Ward 2, and Ron Briery of Ward 3. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve Mayor Jones's 2023 council committee appointments, and they are from the Finance Committee, Chairperson Dennis Gilhausen, Vice Chair Andrew Black, and Member Ron Briery. Utility Committee, Chairperson Andrew Black, Vice Chair Gerald Jones, and Member Dean Little. Personnel Committee, Chairperson Dean Little, Vice Chair Robert Bowman, and Member Gerald Jones. The Public Safety Committee, Chairperson Gerald Jones, Vice Chair Ron Briery, and Member Robert Bowman. The Parks and Cemetery Committee, Chairperson Robert Bowman, Vice Chair Dean Little, and Member Dennis Gilhausen. And the Public Works Committee, Chairperson Ron Briery, Vice Chair Dennis Gilhausen, and Member Andrew Black. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve board and council representative positions for 2023, and they are for the Airport Board, Ron Briery and Andrew Black, the KMEA Council Representative, Mayor Jones, James Maru, and Alex McKenna, the County Commission Council Representative, Dean Little, the Bed Tax Committee Council Representative, Ron Briery, the Library Board, Mayor Jones, the Solid Waste Committee Representatives, Mayor Jones, James Maru, and Robert Bowman, the Economic Development Committee, Mayor Jones and Andrew Black, and the Chamber of Commerce Council Representative, Andrew Black. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve other city appointments for 2023 that include the Norton City Clerk, Alex McKenna, the Norton City Treasurer, Patty Lawson, the Chief of Police, Jerry Cullenberg, the Norton City Attorney, Abby Horn, the Norton City Prosecutor, Doug Sebelius, the Fire Chief, Cameron Archer, Municipal Judge, Jerry Hawks, the official city newspaper, the Norton Telegram, and the official city radio station, KQNK. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was then made by Dean Little and seconded by Ron Briery to appoint Andrew Black as council president. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Funeral services for Dr. R. A. Buzz Peterson, 81 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, January 12th at the First Church of God in Norton, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, January the 11th at the funeral home, and the family will greet friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Memorial services for Raymond Hikus, 76 of Lenora, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 14th at the Plumber Gobber Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 13th, also at the funeral home. Interment will be held at a later date at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Raymond Hikus Memorial Fund and may be sent in care of Plumber Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. With two newly confirmed ag trade officials, Doug McCallop and Alexis Taylor, the U.S. has a significant trade agenda for 2023, according to Dave Salmonson. American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Government Affairs Director, the Biden administration is engaged in several negotiations.
Biggest is the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. There's also upcoming continuation of talks with Taiwan. And in a continuing also discussions with the United Kingdom. And discussions were also started last fall and will continue with Kenya. Outside of the direct negotiations with other countries, there's the continuing efforts to do reform at the World Trade Organization. So lots of work ahead.
And there are trade issues to work out in North America, including Mexico's decree regarding corn imports.
Actually, just next week, January 10th, there's a North American Leaders Summit, Mexico City, and we know this issue is on the agenda. If it can't be resolved, that may have to go to a case under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And with Canada, looks like we're heading towards another case on their dairy import regulations, the way they've been enforcing the regulations they put in place after the USMCA went into force isn't giving the U.S. the access that we had negotiated.
As for Congress, Salmonson adds there are a few trade topics to consider there as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of ideas of things to do on trade. I think what you'll see, especially from the House Republicans, is more of a push to put a little more substance in these trade discussions. And I think they'll take up getting a new trade promotion authority legislation, along with the usual oversight that they'll do and trying to make sure that trade is a part of our economic growth.
That's Dave Salmonson, AFBF Senior Government Affairs Director. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party, You planted with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. It looks like a fairly quiet start to the weather week in the Central Plains with upper-level high pressure in place. Just a couple of weak troughs moving across Kansas today and tomorrow with warmer temperatures coming up. Quite a bit above average today and especially on Tuesday. By midweek, we should see another panhandle low developing that may bring some precipitation to parts of our state. But for now, rain chances stay low at least through tomorrow. Occasionally breezy, but not too windy, and we'll have mostly sunny skies. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a low-pressure trough is crossing central Kansas. We have another one off to the west from that high-pressure system in the Central Plains. Pretty quiet in the eastern half of the country, but off to the west, another strong Pacific storm is blowing into California and the Pacific Northwest. Lots of rain and snow. That system will have minimal impact on the Central Plains, drying out before it gets here. Pretty warm statewide today with afternoon highs in the 40s north and 50s south, sunny with a few clouds. For this evening, no big changes with high pressure over western Kansas and those weak troughs still over the state, setting us up for very warm weather tomorrow. Looking at Tuesday, a low pressure system will start getting together near the Panhandle region, pushing a warm front ahead of it. Sunday to partly cloudy for Kansas, way above average temperatures in the 50s and 60s, and a little bit more breezy. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 40s to low 50s will be in the low to mid 20s overnight, mid 50s north central, and tonight low 20s. Low to mid 50s northeast, and we're in the upper 20s for the overnight lows. Southwest, upper 50s and low 60s with mid-20s overnight. Mid-50s to low 60s south-central. Tonight, we're in the low 30s. Upper 50s to low 60s southeast and low 30s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There are a few things most farmers agree on. Don't judge folks by their relatives. Always drink upstream from the herd. And if it pays $300 an acre during a drought, well, you ought to check it out. Presenting Sustainable Oils Camelina, a drought-tolerant oil seed crop used for renewable diesel production that can fit right into your rotation. We have a multi-year agreement with ExxonMobil to purchase our renewable diesel. If you're a new grower and get a certified stand, we'll pay you $300 per acre. We'll also provide the seed at no cost. You'll make money while enjoying all the biological benefits of ground cover and protecting the health of your soil. You'll also add income without adding headaches. Early fall planting and early spring harvesting means no interference to your regular routine. Learn more about how Sustainable Oils Camelina could boost profitability on your farm at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Turn it up loud so your neighbors can hear. After all, these songs play well with others.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.